control like this. Our eyes meet for a moment, and I can tell he is just as horny as I am.
Welcome to Audio Desires. We create short erotic audio stories for women and couples, bringing your most intimate fantasies to life. I tend to favour the second floor sculpture wing of the Contemporary Museum of Art. That's where all of the ancient Greek and Roman statues are kept. But today I'm feeling adventurous. Today I find myself drawn towards the lush, complex paintings of 16th century Dutch masters. There's something so sensual about these ultra-realistic still lives of roasted hams, wine decanters, and piles of colourful fruit. The detail in each work of art is incredible. So much of it is so painstakingly rendered by hand.
Oh, I like that.
A little to our right, the only other visitors in the room silently observe each painting before moving on to the next. I silently, impatiently, wait for them to depart, hoping Clive and I will soon be the only visitors left in this particular gallery. Typically, I don't mind when the museum is crowded, but today is different. Today, at the request, no, the insistence of my husband, I'm wearing a small vibrating egg inside of me while we're wandering around the museum.
Charlotte, look.
The egg fits so snugly, so perfectly inside my pussy. It presses lightly up against my clit and is held inside me by my panties and the tight fit of my black jeans. While being pleasured during our museum visit is a game in itself, the most exciting thing about the egg is I have no control over it. Anytime Clive presses the button in the center of the remote in his pocket, the egg begins to vibrate. It's quiet enough that no one close can hear it, but it's powerful enough to make me squirm and writhe my way to a very public orgasm. This is not the first time Clive and I have played such sexual games together, but this is certainly the first time we've taken our fun to a more public setting. I am admittedly very turned on by the idea of being edged and denied orgasm again and again. The added element of this happening in public was Clive's idea.
This is amazing.
I'm standing here in front of this gorgeous, nearly 500-year-old painting, and I can think of nothing except when Clive will decide it's time for the game to begin. He's acting as if everything is normal, as if we're just out for a casual stroll through the museum, but the anticipation I'm feeling is anything but casual. My whole body is buzzing with desire as I try to guess when he might turn the egg on.
These old Dutch guys certainly loved their symbolism, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. I glance over my shoulder and notice that Clive and I are now the only ones in the gallery. Suddenly, the vibrating egg comes to life inside of me. Oh my God. My knees nearly buckle beneath me. Oh my God, that feels good. The vibration is so soft, but so stimulating. I look over at Clive and find him smirking hungrily at me. His hands are in his pockets, no doubt holding that remote control, ready to increase the power of the egg at any moment.
I bet that feels good, doesn't it?
I scrape my teeth across my bottom lip. Yes, it feels good.
good, because we're just getting started, babe.
The vibration is smooth and undisturbed, but I know that the egg is capable of producing varied speeds and pulsing patterns. I wonder when he's going to switch it up on me. Clive takes my hand and leads me out of the gallery. He directs us to the elevator.
Yeah.
I shift my weight back and forth from foot to foot as we wait. I squeeze my thighs together and the egg presses directly up against my clit. Oh, God, it feels so fucking good. I'm grateful we're alone in the elevator. Maybe I will be able to let out some of the moans I've been attempting to stifle. It's so hard to hold it in, and I'd love to touch myself a little without anybody seeing. Just as the doors are about to close, a voice calls out.
Hold the elevator, please.
A security guard waves at us and makes his way down the hall as quickly as he can. Clive holds the door open and smirks at me over his shoulder. He absolutely loves watching me squirm. Damn it. Warm pulses of pleasure continue to spread through my body as the egg buzzes relentlessly.
Thank you.
The guard smiles politely at us and presses the button for the sixth floor. Oh, God. Oh, it feels so good. I wish I could touch myself. I look up from the floor and my eyes meet the guard's. He has absolutely no idea that I'm experiencing intense pleasure right now. And there is something so incredibly sexy about that. Oh God. Oh my fucking God. Clive, no. Not now. He continues to increase the strength of the vibrations. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Instead of one continuous buzz, the egg inside of me starts and stops intermittently, giving me mercilessly short pauses before starting up again. I rock back and forth on my feet, biting down on my lower lip in an attempt to keep quiet. I glance over at Clive and see a smug smile on his face. He is loving every minute of this. Oh my God, it feels so fucking good. I can feel a pool of wetness gathering in my panties. Being controlled like this, having someone else make these decisions for me, oh, it turns me on so much. I love the fact that I'm helpless to Clive and his little remote control.